Is being in debt a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it depends on whom you ask, but generally, people believe that being out of debt is better than being in debt. After all, who wants to pay a monthly mortgage on their home, or have car payments, or owe money on a pledge in a church campaign to Father John? Who wants to be in debt? We all dream of winning the lottery and paying off all our debts. We wish we were rich and lived without any debt. I'm not sure if this story is true, but it is rather funny. When he was 18 years old, Rockefeller had no money. He found an apple in the street. The fruit was dirty, but he cleaned it and resold it for 50 cents to a man walking in the street. With his 50 cents, he bought two apples at 25 cents each and resold them for $1 to a man walking in the street. With his dollar, he bought four apples and resold them and earned $2. And at 19 years old, he inherited from his grandmother. I thought it was funny. Who wants to work if you can just inherit all your wealth? We all would like to be rich and debt-free. Now, no one is more down on debt than Dave Ramsey. Have you heard of this guy? He is a very popular financial advisor who learned from the bankruptcy of his own real estate business to save first and spend later in order to avoid debt. He says this on his website: debt is dumb, but it still has a chokehold on so many of our friends and family members. They are up to their eyeballs in debt. It takes a lot of willpower, discipline, courage, and help to slay the debt monster. But it can be done. But if you keep deep reading Dave, you'll discover there is a kind of debt that he approves of, a kind of good debt that we owe to God and to our neighbor. Dave writes this: three big principles of any solid financial plan are to save, to spend, and to give. Most people forget about the giving part, though, because they think mostly about saving and spending. Then Dave continues and says a word about tithing. But giving, specifically tithing, is just as important. It softens the heart of the giver, even though we may be out of finance, and frees the souls from dependence on money. In other words, even though we may be out of financial debt to creditors, we are never out of debt to God and to our neighbor. We will always be in a sort of good debt to them. In the gospel today, Jesus answers Peter's question about how often to forgive someone who wrongs us. We are familiar with the parable that Jesus uses to make his point. A king forgives the debt of a servant who fails to forgive the debt of a fellow servant. But I think the failure of the first servant consists not only in not forgiving, but also in missing the fact that he is still in debt. Even though he's been forgiven his debt to his master, the money he owes him, he hasn't been released from the good debt he still owes to his master and to his neighbors. What do I mean? Well, just like Dave Ramsey said, even though the servant was free of financial debt, he still owed a debt of love to his fellow servant in terms of compassion, mercy, sympathy, and charity. And when he failed to pay that good debt of love, the master's wrath fell hard on his head. That's why the gospel reads, "Then in anger, the master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt." What debt? The good debt of love. That servant should have studied his Dave Ramsey. He got out of the bad debt, but he forgot about his good debt, his debt of love to others. Let me ask you the same question I asked at the beginning. Is being in debt a good thing or a bad thing? I hope you can see now there are two kinds of debt. Bad debt, when you owe money to creditors, and good debt, when you owe love to God and your neighbor. Here's a few suggestions on paying our good debt of love to God. Come to Mass every Sunday and stay until the end of Mass. Don't leave before the priest leaves the sanctuary. In loving God, don't do the minimum, but the maximum. No shortcuts. Beverly Sills was right when she said, "There are no shortcuts to any place worth going." There are no shortcuts to any place worth going. It's funny, isn't it, how our debt of love to God only grows when we try to pay it off. We want to love Him more, and the debt of love increases. Secondly, don't forget you owe a debt of love to your family, especially to your parents. That's why it's so hard to put your elderly parents in a nursing home. Have you struggled with that? We feel we owe them more and better than that. After all, they changed our diapers, and now we feel indebted to change theirs one day. But even if that's not possible, we can still call them and visit them and mostly listen to them with love as they tell the stories of their glory days. But notice what is happening to this debt of love to our family. It's growing the more you try to pay it off. And thirdly, our debt of love to the poor. And by the way, this goes deeper than dropping money in a second collection. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is adamant on this point. We read, St. John Chrysostom vigorously recalls this. Not to enable the poor to share in our goods is to steal from them and deprive them of life. The goods we possess are not ours, but theirs. In other words, loving the poor is not a matter of kindness, but a matter of justice. We owe them a debt of love. And again, the more we pay it, the more the debt grows. The more we love, the more we're able to love. Rockefeller killed the debt monster by inheriting a fortune from his family. That was bad debt. Jesus was killed by the debt monster on the cross because he loved us that much. The debt of love grows until it costs us our life. That was good debt. As evangelical Christians like to say, Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. May we too spend our lives paying our good debt to God and neighbor. Praised be Jesus Christ.